Amen. Let's continue the fellowship, and let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 44, and we'll read 15 and 16. Okay, for Ezekiel chapter 44, let's read 15 and 16 together.
But the priests of the Levites, the sons of Zadok, who had charge of my sanctuary, when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near me to minister to me, and they shall stand before me to offer to me the fat and the blood, says the Lord God. They shall enter my sanctuary, and they shall come near my table to minister to me, and they shall keep my charge.
Amen. Let's use these two verses and pray for the meeting this morning.
Amen.
The priests, the Levites, amen. The sons of Zadok,
amen.
Lord, make us all the sons of Zadok,
amen.
We want to be the faithful priests who serve you,
amen.
Amen. Oh Lord.
Oh, amen. Lord, we
want
to be the
faithful one.
Amen.
Amen. We want to be the faithful one.
Amen.
One who keep charge of your sanctuary.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Charge of my sanctuary.
Amen. Amen.
When the children of Israel went astray from me.
Amen. Amen.
From you.
Amen.
We want to come near you.
Yes. Amen.
We want to minister to you.
Yes. Amen.
Oh Lord. Lord, we pray that in these days we would not go astray.
Amen.
We want to be those who hold fast to your commands.
Amen.
To be faithful to you.
Amen.
To keep your charge in your sanctuary.
Amen.
We do not want to be men pleasers.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Come near to you to minister to you.
Amen.
Yeah.
We
want to
be those who love you and love your
way.
Amen.
Yes. Maybe those who minister to you.
Amen.
Yes, we do want to offer spiritual sacrifice.
Amen.
That pleases you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come near to you.
Amen.
To minister to you.
Amen.
What a privilege we can come near to God.
Amen.
Minister to Him.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, we come near to you.
Amen.
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 Come near to you.
Amen.
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 We want to stand before you.
Yes.
Oh Lord.
Yes, may we learn to come near to you day by day.
Amen.
Stand before me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh Lord. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Spiritual sacrifices to you.
Amen.
Amen. Oh Lord.
Lord, you make us faithful.
Yes.
We may stand before you.
Amen.
Offer to you the fat and the blood.
Amen.
Offer to you the spiritual sacrifice.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Oh Lord. Yes. Lord, do show us this way. Amen.
Lord, to be your faithful servants.
Amen.
To offer up spiritual sacrifices.
Amen.
Acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
They shall enter my sanctuary.
Amen.
They shall come near my table to minister Amen. To me.
Amen.
What a privilege we can come near your table.
Amen.
Minister to the living God.
Amen.
Lord, we want to enter your sanctuary.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah to your table.
Amen.
Enjoy the wonderful fellowship.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
Busy with so many other things.
Amen.
Busy with works.
Oh, Lord.
We want to come near to feast with you.
Amen.
We want you also to have enjoyment, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Praise
the
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for your table.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Thank you for this precious table that we may dine with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And they shall keep my child.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So it's good that we could have this conference to spend time to focus on the sons of Zadok, and why is it that we were getting into it? In particular, this phrase that these are the faithful priests, Amen. Faithful servants of God. You know, in the first meeting, what I was really touched by is not everyone gets to enter in to minister to the Lord. Not everyone will enter in. Especially for all of us today in the New Testament age, as born again, we have received the Lord, He's in us, we should really know the Lord. But not everyone will enter in. And this is why it's so important for us to see this, and this is why it's important for us to get into this matter. You have the Levites. The Levites were the rightful, they were the ones who were supposed to be the priests. But not all of them could enter into the inner courts. Everyone else had to be outside. And only the faithful ones, the sons of Zadok, the ones who kept the commands of the Lord, they were the ones who entered in. And today for all of us, as it was very clear in the last meeting, if we are not faithful to the Lord, we will be in the outer darkness. Not even in the outer courts, we will be in the outer darkness. But those who are faithful to His command, we are those who would be able to enter in
Amen.
To rule and reign with Christ for that 1,000 years in the coming millennial kingdom age.
Amen.
How many of us want to be there? Who want to partake of the reward? Do we all want to partake of this?
Yes.
So if we want to partake of this, then we better pay attention to God's command. We need to find out from the Lord, what are the qualifications? What are the requirements of those who are the sons of Zadok? In Revelation, it was already clear in the last meeting, the first fruits. The first fruits are the ones who matured first, who matured early. These are the ones that God our Father will take to His throne. And these are the ones who would definitely enter in to the coming kingdom age, to be those reigning and ruling and reigning with Christ over this earth during that millennial kingdom age. So these are the faithful ones, and these are the ones that follow the Lamb wherever He goes. When you come back to Ezekiel, it says, these are the ones who kept charge of my sanctuary. And they kept my charge. So they were faithful to follow the Lord. So today, for all of us, are we those who are willing to follow the Lamb wherever He goes? Are we willing to allow the Lord to lead us in every matters of our daily life? And especially when it comes concerning the matter of His church today. And so this is why it should wake us up. It should catch our attention. You know, it's just like when you're in school, when the when the teacher tells you, hey, next week is your final, and today I will tell you what will be on the test. And if you're a student, what are you going to do, Jasmine? Study what? Everything or what the teacher tells you to study? Exactly. You're going to focus on what are important to the teacher. It's the same thing with the job. If you want that promotion or if you want to advance, is it that you do everything under the sun to get that promotion? Are you sure? Then why is it that so many people do so many extra things on the job thinking that they will get the promotion? Has it ever occurred to you to talk to your boss to find out, what does it take for me to get to that point? A lot of people don't think that way. They think you have to do everything under the sun to get that promotion. But the best kept secret is to talk to the boss to find out exactly what is it that he wants. What is it that she wants? Well, in the same way with the Lord, if the Lord has laid it out very clearly in his word, then why is it that we don't come to his word? And so today, in this second meeting, what is the principal responsibility of the priest? This becomes very important to us. You know, this one thing that was made very clear, if we are faithful to the Lord as the sons of Zadok, we all get to enter in, to draw near to the Lord. You know, which would you rather have? Would you rather be in the outer courts, working really hard because you were appointed to do the chores in the house of God? How many here likes to do chores? Not many people like to do chores, right? But how many would like to enter in? Enter into the inner courts to be with God our Father. To minister to Him. Which would you rather have? Would you rather be out slaving away? Or would you rather be in the inner courts, drawing near to the Lord? You know, in preparation for this conference, you know, there are a lot of practical matters to take care of. And sometimes I felt like I was a Levite, outside in the outer courts, doing so many things. And you know, when you do so many things, you get lost in the task at hand. And the time to enter into the holiest place somehow gets compressed, and there's not as much time. And for this conference, I was saying, Lord, I don't want to just be stuck doing so many things. I want to be one who enters in. Enter to draw near to the Lord. It's so much better to draw near to the Lord. Because, you know, every time I draw near to the Lord, it's like this burden is lifted off. The burden is lifted off because we are in the presence of the Lord. So which would you rather have? Would you be rather busy serving, or would you rather enter in to draw near to the Lord? And this is what really touched me, is I want to be like the sons of Zadok, faithful to keep his commands so that we can draw near, to enter in, to draw near to the Lord, to minister to him. This is, so in the matter of drawing near to him, what is it that we do when we come to the Lord? And it was already touched upon in the last meeting. Our principal responsibility as priests, when we draw near to the Lord, is to come to him today, practically, in prayer. There's the tendency for all of us, when we serve the Lord, when you hear, hey, Iman, we want to serve the Lord, what is the first thing that comes into your head? Do something, exactly. And this is a concept that is in all of us, unfortunately. Whether we actively think about it or we don't think about it, the minute we hear we want to serve the Lord, right away you're thinking about, what do I need to do? I want to do something for the Lord. And if you want to do something for the Lord without talking to the Lord, then yes, you can take care of all the other things. But what is it? What is it that we need to do when we come to serve the Lord? And to serve the Lord first and foremost is to draw near to Him. Amen. To draw near to the Lord. What a concept changer. This needs to change in all of us. When I hear that we need to serve the Lord, the first thing that should be in my mind is, I need to draw near to the Lord. I need to come to Him in prayer. When you look at all the examples in the Old Testament, Moses, Daniel, Samuel, David, all of these ones, what did they do before they started to serve the Lord, before they actually did stuff for the Lord? They drew near to the Lord. Moses went up to the mount for 40 days. Daniel prayed 3 times a day, facing towards Jerusalem. This should be our attitude. We're always reminded, the brothers here, we're always reminded, pray much. Come to the Lord first to pray, to ask the Lord. I mean, how are we going to serve the Lord if we don't know what He wants? This is why it's so important. Draw near to the Lord.
Amen.
If I don't draw near to the Lord, I will not know what He wants. And this is obvious, but yet it's not part of our practice. It's not our living. We always want to do something for the Lord. And this is why I'm saying, you know, I use the example of your teacher and your boss, because for some reason, we don't like to go to the teacher to ask. We don't like to go to the boss and ask, what is it that you want? And if that's how we live in our human life and our daily life, then for sure, our natural tendency is to just do a bunch of things for the Lord. And this is why today, so many, if you look at, there are so many good Christian works going on today. But how many have drawn near to the Lord to minister to Him? And so this is a concept that needs to change within us. You know, there are a couple of questions that was brought up even in the fellowship. You know, have we ever asked the Lord, Lord, when are You coming? Lord, what should we do? What should we do? Just this simple question, Lord, what should we do? We don't have this as our first prayer. We always, for some reason, want to go searching. We want to go look up things. What should we do?
The internet.
Or libraries. You know, when in Fountain Valley, we've been fellowshipping about the matter of the temple. And there are all these rooms. There are 30 chambers in the outer court. What were they used for? They were not libraries. We saw they were not filled with books. They were dining halls. Today we don't have, well, okay, we have a sort of a library back here. It's just a minor library. But today, what do we have that we have the tendency to do is we have the internet.
Nobody reads.
Yeah, that's right. No one reads this library. But when the question comes is, how do you build the church? What's the first thing we will do? We'll read books. We'll look up on the internet, right? How do we serve the children? How do we raise up the children to know the Lord? Do we go to the internet and read a bunch of books on parenting? How many of you parents read volumes and volumes of parenting children? Okay, maybe some of you have. And did it help? No.
Maybe the one who wrote it didn't have any children.
Yes. That could also be the very case. Right? There are so many things, right? How do you, you know, a lot of you are always, we're always looking, how do we do things? How do we do this? How do we do that? And it's very convenient. You go, how do I change the light bulb? Go to eHow on the internet. Right? How do I do this? How do I do that? Ask me. Ask Jeeves. This is all on the internet. Or the other one likes to go to the other G word. Google, not God, but Google. Right? Why is it that we don't come to the living Lord? Why is it? This is a concept that is pervasive in all of us today. I myself included. Right? And if we don't have the internet, then we ask people. We ask all kinds of people. We listen to radios. We listen to the news. We talk to people all over the place. How should we do this? How do we raise up our children? How do we have the perfect marriage? How do we have the perfect church life? Sometimes, what are you going to do? Well, maybe we need at least one book to read a little bit. Just take a little peek. And then you start reading different things. Why is it that we don't come to the Lord? This, the Lord needs to break through in all of us. Right, this is what I was really touched with in this matter. And now I can understand why in 1 Thessalonians, Paul says, unceasingly pray. Pray always. We need to learn to pray always. In our personal matters and how we conduct our lives. To live a holy life. How do we live a holy life? We need to ask the Lord. Ask the one who is holy. Don't read a book that says, pursue holiness, written by an unholy man. If you read a book that says, pursue holiness, and that man is unholy, you will become unholy. Why not come to the one who is holy? And who is holy, Alethea?
God.
Amen. There should not be a hesitation. Don't think, well, who other people are you thinking about? There should not be a hesitation. God is holy. Amen. And if God is holy, then we should come to the most holy one. Amen. Should never be a hesitation. But this exposes our condition. We like to go to people. We like to read other things. We don't have this innate nature to right away come to the most holy one. And this is what the Lord needs to break through in. This is why pray without ceasing. Always pray is so important. We need to ask the Lord for so many things. And then in Matthew chapter 21, verse 12 and 13, speaks about the house of prayer. But I want to read to you the verse before that, because it very much touches our situation. In verse 12, it says, then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all of those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. You know, when you look at this description in verse 12, drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple, overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. You know, if you look at this situation, why are all those things in the temple? Have you ever thought about that? These are all the things of convenience. If, Jimmy, you come to the temple and you had nothing to bring, oh, guess what? Stefan is selling turtle doves. You can go over to Stefan and buy turtle doves and then offer something. And then, but you realize you don't have the money to pay Stefan, so you talk to Sam, who's the money changer. So you give him something to give to Sam, who will then give to Stefan. And now you have the turtle doves to offer to the Lord. But you know what? You're not sanctified. So I'm going to pay Alethea to offer up the turtle doves. Convenient. You didn't have to do anything. You just showed up. But you know what? All of these things are convenience. Now you consider today, when we come to the meeting, what do we do? We come in. Ah, yeah, yeah. Today Sam is going to give the message. So I'm going to kick back. And yeah, yeah, yeah. Some of the saints have already food, so I don't even need to worry about that. Right? And oh yeah, we know that Charles will mop the floor, so we don't even have to clean the hall. I just show up, and then I leave. What is this? Right? And this is just practical matters. And verse 12, this we have to see. This is our condition if we come to the meetings unprepared. Mm-hmm. And this is why, you know, the Lord said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Do we come to the meeting to draw near to the Lord? To minister to the Lord? Is this our attitude? Is this our concept? Is it? We really have to ask the Lord, Lord, is this my concept? Is this the way we live today? It was like it was mentioned last meeting, for us to enter into the reward in the coming millennial kingdom age, if we're not doing that today, we are definitely not qualified to go in that day. So we need to learn, brothers and sisters, to draw near to the Lord. Right? Because if we don't draw near to the Lord and we're constantly consulting the internet, constantly consulting other people, then how will we grow in the Lord? How will we know Him? You know, one of the things that we realize as brothers who are bearing responsibility here in the church, if we don't help our young people to turn to the Lord, to go to the Lord, then how will you know what the Lord is wanting and desiring? So this is a very important point. Eventually, we all need to know the Lord. Amen. And this is why we all need to draw near to Him. Amen. We must learn this. Otherwise, what will happen? Eventually, when you all grow up, if we have not yet known the Lord, then we will just do things that is what we think is right. I hear this all the time. Well, this is right because I think it's right. This book prescribed that this is right. The internet prescribed this is right. Oh, in fact, this older brother told me this is right. And I'm not saying to disrespect the older ones. No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm bringing this point out is we all need to learn to draw near to Him before we do anything else. And when it comes to the matter of serving in the house of the Lord, we really need to draw near to Him. Amen. Because if we don't, then how do we have the confidence that our service is well-pleasing to Him? And what's really good, you know, in Acts chapter 13, I'm reminded of this. I have this. When you read Acts chapter 13, and this is before Paul and Barnabas were set apart to do the work. When you read chapter 13, verse 2 and 3, it says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. Did you catch this phrase? As they studied the Old Testament, as they read from the internet. Okay, they didn't have the internet back then. But the point was, they didn't do any of that. What they did was they ministered to the Lord and fasted. Fast and pray. Amen. Right? When they spent the time to minister to the Lord, they got to know what the Lord wanted. And it was then that the Lord sent them out to do the work. Amen. Whenever we serve here in the church life, we really need to minister to the Lord. And if we minister to the Lord, then it will be the Lord who will send us out to do the work. This is why many times we don't appoint brothers and sisters to serve in the children's meeting. We first ask you, pray, consider before the Lord. And if the Lord burdens you, then you serve in the children. We don't appoint people to serve with the young people. We ask the saints to consider, pray before you go do something with the children, with the young people. I've seen too much growing up in the church life. When I was in college, I still remember some of the young people that were, quote, appointed by the elders to serve with the young people. But yet, they did not have the reality of Christ in their lives. And when they went to serve, to do this service, we lost that generation of young people. This is when I was in college. And when you start serving in so many areas, if we are not before the Lord, we will most definitely cause damage in the church. This is why even, you know, coming to Fountain Valley, so many young people want to come to Fountain Valley because the weather is nice, the beach is here. And many times I'll say, well, before you consider your job in Fountain Valley, what did we say? Pray. Consider before the Lord. Minister to the Lord. Because if you don't do that, you come here and you're not ministering to the Lord. You come here, you'll get distracted. And if you get distracted, you'll cause damage in the church. Instead of bringing more people into the church, you're taking more people out. This is a very serious matter, brothers and sisters, when it comes to serving the Lord. This is why the primary responsibility of the sons of Zadok was to draw near to Him.
Amen.
And to minister to Him.
Yes.
If there's anything that you get out of this meeting, this is the most important thing. This is our primary responsibility.
Amen.
If we don't learn this, we will not only disqualify ourselves, but we will cause damage in the house of the Lord. And this is what happened with the Levites. They were led astray. They took the convenience of the people. And they caused so much damage in those days. Right? So may the Lord wake us up to see that we would not do the same. We would not repeat the same mistakes.
Amen.
This is why it's so important. And then, right, they ministered to the Lord. They offered sacrifices to the Lord. This is not just any old sacrifice that you think is good. The Lord also was very clear in this matter. And again, in the New Testament, when we prayed over these verses in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, that we would offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. That means it's not of our own ideas. It's not of our own thinkings. It's not even our good ideas. If we spend time before the Lord, we labor with the Lord, right? Who is our example of the priest, the high priest? Who is our high priest?
Lord
Jesus Christ. So if we want to be like the sons of Zadok, we need to know the Lord as our great high priest, who is the one who knows our weaknesses even. He knows our condition. And He is the one who has brought us in through a new and living way. We don't need any other way. We have the great high priest who can bring us in. And then the offerings. Who's the offerings today? Christ is not a book. It's not a teaching. It's not a doctrine. The offering today is Christ. There was a conference that was given in Vancouver. Jesus Christ as all of the spiritual offerings that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You have the burnt offering. You have the meal offering. The peace offering.
Amen.
The sin and the trespass offerings. And this is just the first five. Have we learned to experience the Lord in all of these? Have we? Because if we were going to offer up spiritual sacrifice is acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, then we need to know this. If we don't know this, then we need to learn to begin to experience the Lord in such a way.
Amen.
Without knowing the Lord in all of these matters, then how can we really satisfy the Father in His house today? We want to satisfy the Lord, then firstly, we need to know what satisfies Him. That's why we've been so clear. The matter of in the last few weeks, the matter to satisfy the Lord today is not to study the Bible, it's not to read so many things, but firstly, we need to learn to eat of Christ, to enjoy Him as all the offerings. Yes. How do we help our children to be absolute for the Lord today? How? We give them a book to be a perfect child in the church life. Right, Sam?
It will kill them.
Yes, it will kill them. It really will. Because they'll read it, and they'll try to follow all of these things. In themselves, they will try to follow. But what will happen? They'll die. They'll fail. They will fail. That's the thing. They will fail. But if we help them to learn how to experience Christ as the burnt offering, the one who is absolute, He's the only absolute one. And if we learn to lead them to such a Christ who is absolute for the Father, do you think the children will learn that? Do you think the children will learn to become absolute for the Lord? Absolutely. Absolutely. Right, so these matters of the spiritual offerings now becomes very important. If the sons of Zadok were ministering to the Lord by offering up sacrifices to God, our Father, then how can we not learn this today? You know, when you read that part in Ezekiel, what is it that they offered to the Father? I really enjoyed this matter. It says, offer to me the fat and the blood. I think we're pretty, we like to, for sure, offer the blood, the sin offering, to cleanse us. But we forget about the fat. The fat is what? The richness of Christ. This is the richness of Christ. The unsearchable riches of Christ. This is a matter that we really need to get into and ask the Lord. I mean, consider this. Consider the Lord's table meeting, practically speaking, in the Lord's table. We always love to praise the Lord. Lord, thank you for being the Lamb of God who takes away our sins. Thank you, Lord, for redeeming us. Thank you for your blood. Blood this, blood that. Thank you, Lord, for this and that along the matter of this. But what about the richness of Christ? Lord, you're the fine humanity supplying us all of these details that we could offer as a praise to the Lord at the table meeting. Right? So, this is our primary responsibility here in the church.
Amen.
And this is why at the very end, the last verses, being the faithful and wise servant.
Amen.
To give food in due season.
Amen.
The faithful and wise servant is not the one who teaches everybody all kinds of stuff, but the faithful and wise servant are the ones who can give food in due season.
Amen.
The church today is not a studying place. The church today is a banqueting house. It's a place of feasting.
Amen.
It's a place of enjoying this unsearchable riches of Christ.
Amen.
How can we not see that? Right? And this is what the Lord would consider wise and faithful. Otherwise, what will we do? If we are not the wise and faithful servants feeding, giving food in due season, what is it that would be opposite to that? Verse 48, it says, but if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming. Okay, you might not say that. But in your actions, in your heart, you are doing that. Because I'll just say, in my heart, I'll say, not right now, Lord. I don't want to prepare for the meeting. I don't want to do this. Every time we say, I don't want to do something to the Lord, that is delaying the Lord's coming. That is your heart saying, my master's delaying his coming. Because every time we put things off, we are saying, Lord, delay your coming. And then goes on and begins to beat his fellow servants. Beat him with what? The commands.
Law.
The law.
Letters.
The letters of the word. Right? And then to eat and drink with the drunkards. It means you get filled up with the wine of this world. You're drunk with the wine of this world. Oh, Lord Jesus, we get caught up in the daily concerns of this world. Not the bad things, the good things. This is what would happen if we do not be the faithful and wise servants. Because if we are the faithful and wise servants, we will be those who give food in due season.
Amen.
But to give food in due season, we need to what? We need to labor. We need to prepare.
Amen.
We need to begin to eat and to experience this wonderful Christ.
Amen.
The unsearchable riches of Christ.
Amen.
Oh Lord, may our service be in this way.
Amen.
Lord, make us the true sons of Zadok.
Amen.
Can draw near to Him to minister to Him.
Amen.
And to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.